Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is supported by Alaska Commercial Electronics, moving forward as Island Refrigeration, to continue ACE's 35 years of marine electronics sales, installation, and service. Equipment and repairs at the ACE Building, 908 South Nordic Drive, 907-772-3893.
Also with support from Apex Refrigeration and Heating, available for industrial, commercial, and residential refrigeration and heating needs at 907-650-7615.
And support for Tradio comes from Tongass Federal Credit Union with the Build and Save Match Savings Program, helping low-income residents in Southeast Alaska save for a home of their own. Applications are open now. More information at tongassfcu.com/buildandsave or 907-228-8676.
All right. Good morning, folks. It's 9:03. You're listening to KFSK. We're doing Tradio. And Chris Weiss is my host.
Yes. Co-host.
So this is our buy-sell trade program. If you have things that you are in search of, or there's also an event coming up this weekend or next week that you'd like to announce, this is a great time to do so. And you can call in 907-531-8049. We already have a caller. On line
okay,
one.
Okay, let's go.
Yeah. Okay. Caller on line one, you are on the air.
Well, thank you, and good morning.
Good morning.
I'm in search of my black glove that I lost Tuesday at Singley Alley. It's a head ski glove. And if anyone has seen it or knows where it may be, my number is 907-772-3677.
3677, okay.
And that's, it's a leather glove, is that correct?
Right.
Okay. Yeah,
left-handed leather glove.
Okay, well, best of luck.
Hey, thank you very much. You all have a great weekend.
You too.
Thanks for calling. Bye. Okay, so yeah, caller number one down, and folks will be running this, and you're very welcome to call in. We would love to hear from you. So, Chris, while I have you,
yes.
Is there anything that's coming up in library world that is off the top of your head?
Just always go to psglib.org because there are always programs going on.
Yeah.
And that's the best place to go for what's coming up next.
Mm-hmm. Well, I believe we have another caller on line one. You're on the air. Can you hear us?
Yes. Hi, good morning. I am looking to buy some quart or pint wide mouth with or without rings.
Okay, wide mouth, quart wide mouth?
Yes.
Jars, okay, with or without rings, okay.
Yeah, I was hoping that maybe somebody would, you know, I didn't want to call in, but I just thought I'd better jump the gun here.
Yeah.
And
your number?
738-2447. And if you can't reach me, do text and I will return call as soon as possible.
Okay. And that is a 907?
Yes.
Okay. And
you guys have a safe, wonderful weekend.
Yeah, you too.
Thanks for calling.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right.
Okay. Yeah, there are lots of things going on this weekend.
Uh-huh.
Lots of fundraisers, et cetera. Hopefully people will call in. Otherwise, we'll just read the PSAs.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's really great to hear from people who are, like, running the events or somehow organized because they know things we don't.
Yes, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay. We have another caller on line two. You're on the air.
Hi, do you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, this is Hillary Wood with the Department of Fish and Game, and I just want to give everybody a heads up that the local volunteer hunter's ed instructors are going to be offering a field day on Sunday, March 29th, and I'm just calling in a little early because people do need to complete some online coursework and pass a test before they get to field day. So just giving people time to do that. It's a basic hunter education, and when you get done with the online course and then the field day, you end up getting a basic hunter education certification. And it's open to kids and adults, and it'll be out at the field day will be out at the gun range, and people want to call me. And the class covers you practice safe gun handling, and you're introduced to different kinds of firearms that are non-functioning, and then there's a practice shoot, and you finish with a proficiency test. And it's a great class to take, and if people want to give me a call, I can give them more information, or if they're intending on taking the class, we'd like to hear about that so I can get a list of who might be coming. And my number is 907-772-3801.
Okay, you got it.
Thanks for calling,
Hillary. Yeah, thanks.
Yep, thanks. Bye.
Bye. Okay, hunter education.
Great. Yes.
So, wow, we have quite a few people on the docket. We have a caller on line one. First, you are on the air. Can you hear us?
Hello?
Yes, that's you.
Hi. Hi, this is Karen Malcolm. I'm calling in to let everybody know that I am canceling my yoga class on Saturday at the library in order to attend the health fair. So I encourage everybody to go to the health fair that was going to come to my class. And even if you weren't coming to my class, to attend the health fair because it's very informative. So thanks for letting me get that out there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unfortunately, no one has quite mastered the skill of being in two places at once, huh?
I've tried. Boy, have I tried. Thank you guys for your service.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye.
Okay. And we have another caller on line three. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Sally calling.
Hi, Sally.
Yeah, we have bingo tonight. Joyce hasn't called in yet. I don't know if she's planning to, but we do have bingo tonight. Doors open at 5:30 at the Sons of Norway, and bingo starts at 6:30.
Okay.
And everybody should come and support the Sons. We do scholarships and different projects around town, and we really would like to have people there. And tonight we're doing watermelon and shamrock frosted cookies, sugar cookies, and egg salad sandwiches.
Wow, nice.
Have a little food thing going there. Yeah. And, of course, we always have the coffee on. It's a half-calf coffee, and we have water and pop available for sale for $1. Can't get that price anywhere. And we have some candy and popcorn. So there's quite a bit going on down there, so come and join us. The mobility chair is always working. And then I'm going to switch hats to my Pioneer hat just so people can kind of keep it in their mind. The Pioneer Tea will be on April 11th from 1 to 3 at Holy Cross House. And you can call Debbie at 518-4045 or Gail at 518-4232 for more information. It's $20 a person. There'll be live music provided by the two librarians, former librarians, Sue Paulson and Kathy Cronlin. And it's kind of interesting. They decorate the tables, but if you want to decorate your own table, give one of the two women a call and reserve a table. And then have your friends come and join you, obviously. And it's really fun, lots of sweets and savories. This is for the annual scholarship for a graduating senior. That's how we raise money for it.
Mm-hmm.
And we hope a lot of people come and visit. It's for families, it's for boys, it's for girls. I know when Alan was alive, he used to like to come with some of his buddies like Wendell, and they would sit and have tea. And, of course, no pinky in the air. That's really tacky.
Oh, it's gauche, huh?
Very gauche. The little fingers used to balance the bottom of the cup.
Little known.
What were the times on that again?
It's 1 to 3 in the afternoon.
Okay.
At the Holy Cross House.
Right, okay.
Yeah. And it's kind of an annual event. We took a couple years off during the COVID experience, and it's been back on for the last couple of years, so we hope people come and enjoy it and see what we have to eat this year, because everybody likes to try out new fancy recipes.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thanks, Sally.
You're welcome. Have a great weekend, you guys.
You
stay
too.
Dry and warm.
Yeah. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, and we do have another caller on line 4. You're on the air.
Sally beat me to the punch.
Yeah, hi, Joyce.
Hello. Hey, Isaac, you don't want to be cloned and be in two different places at once?
You know, I'm working on it. Once I figure it out, I will certainly let you know.
Well, Sally gave you all the details about bingo today. I'm not going to be there tonight because I'm going to the swim meet at the pool. And but I do know that tomorrow at the health fair, since I'm involved with bingo size and Tai Chi, I go to both classes, they are going to have demonstrations on both of those.
Oh.
Tai Chi at 11 o'clock and bingo size at noon. So I'll give a heads up to those two things instead of bingo. So,
yeah.
Those are both very good organizations because I have learned and I am moving better with both of those. You have Tai Chi is slow movement, and bingo size, you play a little bingo and you do some simple exercises. So I can get up off the chair now without any help. So,
wow. Yeah.
And Tai Chi, you help learn to balance. It's for balancing and strength. So, you know, I put a word out for both of those. At least try it once. And if you don't like it, you know you don't like it. You like it, come on back.
Yeah, uh-huh. Try everything once.
Yes.
Right, at least once. So that's my pitch for this week.
Okay.
So thank you, Joyce.
I will talk to you next week.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, so while we have a little gap in the clouds, so to speak, which is what I've been hoping for throughout this winter. We'll look at some other things that are coming up. But folks, you can still catch us if you have something to buy, sell, or trade, or you're in search of something, or there's an event coming up. Our number, 907-531-8049. So one thing I want to put a plug on is if anyone has a poem that they especially love or wrote themselves and they want to share it, April is National Poetry Month.
Yes.
And KFSK is showcasing poems read by community members on the air. And so if people are interested in reading a poem, you can stop by the station 8 to 4 Monday through Friday, or you can call us at 907-531-8049. And so we'd really love to hear from people. And it's exciting and inspiring.
Yes.
And some of the Petersburg kids made it to Poetry Out Loud.
Oh, cool. Very cool.
So
yeah.
We'll be hearing from them too.
Yes.
Sure.
Yes. It's always a special time in April to listen to the community.
Yeah.
Yes.
Some other things on the list. So Humanity in Progress is holding a food drive and kitchen food bag distribution. That's this Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Humanity in Progress offices at 208 Haugen Drive. And food donations are accepted as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there's something going on tonight.
Yes.
Live music.
Oh, you're so right. There's live music featuring the Spurl siblings and guests. That's at the Wright Auditorium.
Mm-hmm.
It's at 6:30. And music genres range from bluegrass, country, originals, and more. Tickets are $15. They're available at Lee's Clothing. And there's also a dessert auction for the participating drama students for their trip to Scotland.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That sounds like fun.
I know. And live music is so great and inspiring, and it's good to have local talent.
Uh-huh,
and all those
definitely.
Things. And, you know, if you don't support them, they won't be here.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Some other things. There is a chance to learn about the Federal Subsistence Board and its processes at a potluck lunch that is tomorrow from noon to 4:30. At the John Hanson Senior Hall or the AMB Hall on First Street. So at 12:30, that's going to be about navigating the Federal Subsistence Board. At 1:30, it's skill building. And for more information, you can contact Heather Boucher. That's heather@sitkawild.org. All right. And it's also kind of a workshop to, build some skills.
Yes.
So we have another caller on line one. Shall we pick them up?
Yes.
Okay. You are on the air.
Good morning. This is Marilee.
Hi, Marilee.
I'm looking for someone who does pedicures. I've not been able to get hold of my standard people, and I am badly in need of a pedicure. So if there's anyone who does pedicures and has an opening, I would be delighted to hear from them. My number is 907-772-3136.
3136. Okay, got it.
Hey, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks. That's also a great use of Tradio, is to find people who can provide services.
Yes, yes. I know. We have a lot of looking fors today.
That's
which
a good
is...
thing. That's a really good thing. It was a very busy Tradio on Wednesday. So it's nice that, like, you know, it's like you have your finger on the pulse and, like, the little crocuses are starting to come up out of the snow and people are, like, waking up and they're like, oh, spring is maybe coming and I can call into Tradio. There's one more thing I wanted to read out.
Only one?
Okay, there's a lot of things I could read out. I could talk all day. PMC is hosting an Extra Tough 5K and fun run with Health for a Guest, Peter Klein. That's this Sunday at Sandy Beach Park. Pre-registration is $20 and can be done at Lee's Clothing ahead of time or at the event. Registration is at 1:30 on Sunday, and the race begins at 2. So all ages and abilities are welcome, and Extra Tough gear is encouraged.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing like running in neoprene that excites me so.
Oh, dear. I unfortunately have another engagement, so this is going to be one of the first ones that I've missed in I don't know how many years.
Well, it's good. You know, you're going to give someone else a chance to win,
yes.
Chris.
There is no winning. There's just doing.
It's true.
Supporting.
It's true. My competitive side is coming out. Another thing, the public can testify to the Alaska legislature on the following issues today. The one that's up, there's two coming up at 1:00. The first, virtual currency kiosks. And the second is constitutional amendment requiring the governor submit a balanced budget. And then there's three that are happening at 1:30. First is an operating budget. Second is the mental health budget. And third is another hearing on the virtual currency kiosks. So that's right around 1:30 this afternoon. And if you're interested, you can visit the Legislative Information mm-hmm. Office at 11 Bijoa Street, and they can set you up. They have a ton
yes.
of resources there. You can also call them directly, and if you'll give me a moment, I can probably find their number somewhere.
Okay. In the meantime, we can also mention there's a fundraiser at the Moose tomorrow night.
Oh, yes.
Also,
for Ronnie Odegaard,
and it's pulled pork and beans and potato salad, I believe. And...
There's also a dessert auction and a silent auction.
Yes, and a silent auction also. And also MDT is having circus night also.
Wow, your finger
adults.
Is on the pulse. I mean, I only know about that because I only know about these things because I read them often.
Well,
you are just plugged in.
Well, I had to read them last night. No, I didn't have to read them last night, but I did read them last night because right. there were so many things going on. Usually we only read what's happening for the day at night, but there was only one thing happening on Friday that was listed. So
yeah.
I read a lot of the Saturday stuff
good.
Also.
I mentioned the Legislative Information Office. So they can help you with a ton of other things besides the testifying to the legislature. But you can drop in, again, it's 11 Bijoa Street, or you can call them. That's 907-772-3741.
Okay.
So it seems like we're drying up here
yes.
on the calls. But that doesn't mean you can't still catch us, folks, if you're listening in and you have something to buy, sell, or trade, or you're looking for some service or something like that.
We'll hang out for a few more minutes.
Yeah. Our number, again, 907-531-8049. Mm-hmm. Shall we do a slow rundown and maybe
sure.
we'll catch people along
okay,
the way?
Okay, we will do that. John seems to have lost a black leather glove. He thinks around the Singley Alley area. If you have found that, he would really appreciate getting that back. You can call him at 907-772-3677. We also have someone looking for quart wide mouth jars with or without the rings. The number is 907-738-2447. And if you can't reach them directly by calling, go ahead and text, leave your information, and they will get back to you.
Well, so we have another caller on line one.
Mm-hmm.
You're on the air. Can you hear us?
I sure can. This is Dave Berg calling.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, good morning. Just wanted to announce the Petersburg Rotary Club is having their Rotary Rose sale. And if you haven't got your roses already, they're $30 a dozen. Same price as last year. We've held the price. They'll be delivered 2 weeks from tomorrow, the 28th of March. We're working with Hammer and Weekon to get them into town, and it's a big fundraiser for Rotary to enable our youth exchange program to continue, both inbound and outbound students, and our for both long-term and short-term, and the other Rotary projects that we have around them, around the community, and you know, state and international that we participate in. So I want to give people the opportunity. You can call me to order roses at 518-1199. Or you could look at our website, petersburgrotary.org. And there's a form there to fill out and order roses. Let us know where you want them delivered, and we'll take care of it. You can pay online. Or you can scan a QR code. There's posters around town. Different businesses have them. Make connections that way to order up roses.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, Chris. All right. See you. Yeah,
thanks.
Bye-bye. Bye.
All right. Some roses might be nice. Just a little bright of,
yes.
Color. I wonder where they're coming from. Just an idle musing.
I think at one point I knew, and now I don't. Okay. Because I know they were having problems 1 year getting them in, and it was because, yeah, anyway. won't go there.
Yes, yes.
If I don't have the right information, if I don't have the right information, not gonna go there. Anyway, to continue rundown, Hillary Wood called from Fish and Game. Sunday, March 29th, there will be a field day. It's basic hunter education. She's letting people know early because there is an online test that needs to be completed before you can join in on that field day. It is for kids and adults, goes over safe gun handling, different firearms, etc. And you get a certification after you go through all this, the learning process. And if you are interested in that, she'd really like to have a heads up on who might be coming. You can give her a call at 907-772-3801. Karen Malcolm called. She's canceling her yoga class this Saturday because she wants everybody to go to the health fair. And she wants to go to the health fair. So it is canceled for this Saturday. And yeah, reminder that the health fair is happening this Saturday.
Yes.
Sally called. It's bingo night tonight at the Suns. Doors open at 5:30. Bingo starts at 6:30. They're having watermelon egg salad sandwiches, and it sounded like green cookies, shamrock frosted cookies.
Oh, right, because of St. Patrick's Day.
Yes, St. Patrick's Day is coming up this week. She also wanted to mention that the Pioneer Tea is happening April 11th from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Holy Cross House. It's $20 per person. The money goes to their annual scholarship. And tables will be decorated, but if you want your own table and decorate it the way you want, you need to contact either Debbie or Gail. Debbie at 907-518-4045 or Gail at 907-518-4232. And Joyce called and wanted to, again, highlight something from the health fair. There will be demonstrations of Tai Chi at 11 and bingo size at noon. And that's the health fair tomorrow. Marilee called. She is looking for someone that can do a pedicure. If you are available and or have openings, let her know at 907-772-3136. And Dave just called for the Petersburg Rotary. It's Rotary Roses time, $30 per dozen. They're delivered March 28th. The funding goes for youth exchange plus all the other things that they're involved in. If you want to order roses, you can call Dave at 907-518-1199 or go to PetersburgRotary.org, or there are posters with QR codes that you can scan.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and you can compare anyone you like to a summer's rose. There's one more thing I wanted to announce. I was hoping someone would call in and talk about it, but I think it's important that it get reads anyway. The Minkoff Mummers have a casting call for their Mayfest production entitled Anchors Away. And that casting call is open to any community member, 18 and older. And it's on Monday, March 16th at 6:30 at the Wright Auditorium. And it's for acting roles, but it's also for folks who want to be interested in a production in any other way. So backstage help, costume design, set design, all that kind of thing. And if you'd like more information, contact Tiffany. That's 360-525-5018. And this is a chance, it's like a casual opportunity to come and look at the script and check out what the roles are and see. Okay. So I think that was a pretty successful trio.
Yes, I think so too.
I think we should pat ourselves on the back. No. Okay. Well, folks, thanks for joining us, Chris. Thanks for coming in and helping me do this.
Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is supported by Alaska Commercial Electronics, moving forward as Island Refrigeration, to continue ACE's 35 years of marine electronics sales, installation, and service. Equipment and repairs at the ACE Building, 908 South Nordic Drive, 907-772-3893.
Also with support from Apex Refrigeration and Heating, available for industrial, commercial, and residential refrigeration and heating needs at 907-650-7615.
And support for Tradio comes from Tongass Federal Credit Union with the Build and Save Match Savings Program, helping low-income residents in Southeast Alaska save for a home of their own. Applications are open now. More information at tongassfcu.com/buildandsave or 907-228-8676.